Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Celebrations in the streets around the United States and the world after the election of Joe Biden, the 46th president of the United States. Kamala Harris becomes the first female vice president, first Indian American. The spontaneous eruptions, the dancing, a sign of the tension, the anxiety, and the final relief. We have still some time to go with Biden planning for day one of his presidency as President Donald Trump is refusing to concede. In fact, we haven't heard much from him. Republicans, says the New York Times, split on accepting Biden victory. Your thoughts this morning after a historic election?
Well, first of all, thank God for American democracy and the fact that this time, however, it wasn't Hillary with an extra 3 million votes who lost because of the Electoral College, this time because of Pennsylvania, because of Georgia, and because the United States needed to mobilize, the Democrats needed to mobilize, they did. And for me, this is a truly great historic moment for American democracy. Look, WAMC has been there from the very beginning. We've talked about Trump. We've talked about the lies that he's told. Now, not only are we about to get rid of a guy like this, but it has to be a country where it isn't the fact that it's a person, but we as a nation will have to decide never to let this kind of thing happen again. Because, David, I truly think we were on the way towards totalitarianism. And I think this was the time for people to have courage. I know that this radio station had the courage to call it all out and to say what was happening. When I talked about lying, 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 liar, I meant it because it really was unbelievable that so many people would accept these lies and just go out and vote for them. Well, in any case, WAMC has every reason to hold up its head for being fair and impartial about the way we did things. In any case, David, let me react to a couple of things. First of all, we are about to see a transition. This president doesn't want to allow it. Apparently, he's being told by his son-in-law and others to do it. But when I saw those people go out on the streets, I have never seen anything like that. At the end of the Second World War, and I was alive for that, I was very, very young, but I remember saying to my mom, "What is all that noise out in the street?" And she said, "Well, there was a terrible man named Hitler, and he started a war, and it's over now." And there was that kind of jubilation. I haven't seen anything like what I saw the other night. It just reduced me to tears. People were so happy. It was as if a giant weight had been lifted from our shoulders. And I don't think a lot of people were in touch with the kind of, oppression that they felt that they didn't even realize. But boy, when it opened up, that was something to see. All of those people, particularly all those young people out in the streets. It did show what this transition is all about. Now, look, Barack Obama gets a lot of credit for having helped, and he did. And to some, this is the third Obama term. Donald Trump is not cooperating in the transition, apparently, and that is unprecedented in this country. George W. Bush comes out, and he gives a hearty endorsement and congratulations to Joe Biden. That's the way it had to be, and led the way. Look, this recalcitrance to commit on the part of Trump is nothing short of what we have seen all along. Another nail in his attempt to destroy what we know as American democracy. And he did it, and whether he likes it or not, he's out. There was a lot of talk about, what if he won't go? I asked everybody, what if he won't go? All my interviews, and everybody said, well, he'll be escorted out. That would really be something. I do not think this country will allow him to sit there and to say, I'm still the president, because that's insanity. Now, look, we have many days to go. This is a man with his finger on a certain button. We know that. This is a man who can really screw things up if he wants to. But Biden is hitting the ground running. He's establishing a coronavirus task force in order to be ready on day one. There's an old saying, there's only one president at a time, and that's true. But it doesn't mean he can't prepare, and it doesn't mean he can't get ready with a number of things, internationally, nationally, and I think that there's every indication he's doing exactly that. It is, in fact, David, a great moment for America.
Do these lawyers, hundreds, if not a thousand, I read at some point, lawyers out, you know, looking for flaws, finding lawsuits, watching the recounts that are going on. Is there any case in there that the president can mount?
Well, David, I can't see it. A lot of people have said on both sides, Republican and Democrat, that there's no way to do it. But, you know, I have to say, the fact that the young people of America went out, everybody went out to celebrate this victory, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of people, that was really the nail in the political coffin of Donald Trump. There's no taking that back now. It's clear that he will not get away with anything if he tries to do it. There's been a lot of talk he's going to have a radio show or a television show, or that he's going to be the loyal opposition for 4 years. Not a bad idea, because then people will know why it is so important to maintain a sense of real ability to vote your people in or out a democracy. And we're going to have that. My hope and expectation is at some point we'll start to work on this Electoral College thing, which is so crazy. But, you know, it was the deal that was made at the very beginning so that the small states would sign on, and they're not about to give it up easily, I don't think. Although many of those small states have exhibited a taste for democracy that they may understand it's worth doing.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. If ever we saw what a radio station could do, we have seen it now. And this is a time for everybody to remember how important it is that we keep it so that this never happens again.